In this bulletin, a 17-year-old dies during a football match in central Victoria. Ukrainian authorities say they're ready to launch a counter-offensive against Russian forces. And in sport, Canberra striker Corey Harawira-Nara suffers a seizure mid-game. With the latest SBS News, I'm Kira Hain. A 17-year-old boy has died during a football match in central Victoria. The teenager from Castlemaine became unresponsive on the field during an under-18s game between the Kyneton Tigers and Castlemaine Magpies. An Ambulance Victoria spokesman confirmed paramedics were called to Kyneton Football Netball Club on Saturday. The teenager was taken to a nearby hospital in critical condition and died moments later. Victoria Police say the exact circumstances of the death are yet to be determined, but the matter is not being treated as suspicious. The Secretary of the National Security and Defence Council of Ukraine says the country is ready to launch a counter-offensive against Russian forces. Alexei Danilov, one of the most senior Ukrainian security officials, told the BBC on Saturday an assault to retake occupied territory could begin at any time. The interview was interrupted by a phone message from President Volodymyr Zelensky summoning Mr. Danilov to a meeting to discuss the counter-offensive. The secretary has warned that Ukraine's government has no right to make a mistake and that this could be a historic opportunity. Mr. Danilov says precise dates on the counter-action will not be revealed.
It could happen tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, or in a week. It would be strange if we were to name dates on the start of that or another event. It cannot be done.
The recipients of the 2023 First Nations Art and Culture Awards have been announced in a special broadcast by NITV and the Australia Council. The awards celebrate established and emerging First Nations artists by recognising their significant contributions to Australian arts and culture. The broadcast marked the beginning of Reconciliation Week on the anniversary of the 1967 referendum. Michael West from the Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council says Aboriginal art needs to continue being made.
Art plays a very important part in our culture, in our society. When you think about it, it gives us an opportunity to challenge and share our emotions and our thoughts. We'd like to say to all those out there practicing artists, please continue what you are doing.
NITV will air a variety of relevant Reconciliation Week programs until June 3rd. The Taliban and Iran have exchanged heavy gunfire on the Islamic Republic's border with Afghanistan on Saturday. Iranian state news agency has accused the Taliban of opening fire on the border. The agency says Iran inflicted heavy casualties and serious damage. The gunfire conflict comes amid rising tensions between the two nations as they have been disputing water rights. Taliban-controlled media in Afghanistan has not acknowledged the fighting. Egyptian antiques authorities say ancient workshops and tombs have been discovered in a pharaonic necropolis on the outskirts of Cairo. The discovery occurred in the extensive necropolis of Saqqara, which is part of Egypt's ancient capital, Memphis, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The Secretary General of the Supreme Council of Antiques says the workshops were used to mummify humans and sacred animals. In recent years, Egypt's government has been intensely prompting new archaeological discoveries in order to revive the tourism industry, which has suffered from political turmoil following the 2011 uprising. And in sport, Canberra striker Corey Harawira-Nara has suffered a frightening seizure mid-game on Saturday. The player collapsed in the final 14 minutes of the game between the Rabbitohs and the Raiders. Players from both teams protected the striker with a human shield during the seizure. He was taken to the hospital, already conscious and talking. Raiders coach Ricky Stewart has praised the player's behaviour on the field.
We often say that we've got a very close bunch here. The camaraderie and spirit amongst them is very high, and you can see how they shielded Corey when he was on the ground. They didn't want anybody to see what he was going through, and that's a form of protection in its own.
I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News.